That means you're going to have a little sex. And I know this may be a little uncomfortable for you. But them first couple of times you do it, I'm going to be there. Yeah. I just want to make sure things go straight. That's all I'm damn saying. Because the first couple of times, you ain't going to be in there trying to just do my daughter like that. She's not ready for that type of pressure. You ain't just going to do my daughter like that. So I said, baby, y'all let me know when y'all going to do it. I'm going to sit right here. Y'all go ahead. How you feel, baby? You look confused. I know. Don't look at me. Look at him. ATL, I'm JJ, man.
Are you tired of being sick? If your answer is yes, visit Herbal Blessings. This is Dr. Asiatic Black. We live in a world of addictive foods, habits, stress, and we know firsthand that it's a challenge to make changes to our lifestyles. Herbal Blessings is supporting your journey to better health. Herbal Blessings has what you need. Herbal Blessings has over 250 herbs, herbal blends, tea bar, sage, gemstones, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Located at 614 North Ferris Street in the Ferris Street Historic District. Stop by and feed your body what it needs. Give us a call and book your consultation at 769-216-3450. Boost your immune system today. Herbal Blessings. A blessing that is not in disguise.
My brother, JJ Williamson.
What's up? There he is.
What up, man?
Hey, what's up with your black, the Asiatic one, baby?
Yes, sir. Man, first of all, man, I want to say I love you, brother. I thank you for what you're doing, man. You're bringing a lot of positive image, man. You're putting a lot of positive image, man, on the state of Mississippi and the city of the Jack.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I got to always represent, you know, my stomping ground, man. The back roads and streets and the gutters where I've been, man, where I live, help create who I am right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. So listen, man, like I was telling y'all, man, he done opened up a whole lot of favorites, man, of mine, man. Cedric Entertainer being one, man, and He was a member of the Sounds of Dynamite. You understand?
That's right. Alcorn State University.
Alcorn, baby. Hey, man, you know, you was a trumpet player, man. I started on the trombone back in the day. You know, I didn't pursue my career and get no scholarship like you did.
Oh, yeah.
I turned mine into the DJ thing. You feel me?
Hey, man, that ain't paid off for you, my brother.
Ain't no doubt, man. But listen, man, tell me briefly before we even get started, man, before I let you do your major introduction, man. Tell me a little about that being on the field with Man Barack.
Hey, man, that was one of the best days of my life, dude. I mean, one of the best days of my life. I did a comedy festival over in Martha's Vineyard. In Martha's Vineyard, man, a comedy festival my man Damon Williams put together each year, man. So I was blessed to go over there at that time. And one of my partners that's real big in the industry, Chris Spencer, he was the creator of the Real Husbands of Hollywood, and he does a lot of writing on different shows and stuff, man. So he's a good friend of mine, but he a good friend of Ray Allen, who is really Ace Coon Booms with Barack. It just happened to be where Barack was over there at that same particular time. He always had his comedy festival the same time when Barack and Michelle and the family is over there, man. So I had a chance to go play some golf, man. He hit me that morning. He said, "Man, you got some golf gear?" I like, "You know, I brought my clubs. You know, I don't go nowhere. I packed them before draws."
Ain't no doubt.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, one question I wanted to ask you, man, that somebody whispered in my ear at night, man. Did y'all get high together?
No, but you know what? I had it on me. I just in case.
You brought it just in case, man.
I think because he still has, he had the Secret Service with him, man. That's the only reason why, you know, he didn't get down.
Had them snitches with
him. But I know he smelt it on me, though. Because he had a expression on his face like, "Damn."
That's what's up, man. All right, well, I'll introduce yourself, man. I thing, man, called King's Corner, man. And like I said, it's a lot of vibes and a lot of negative stories out there, man, about the black male image. So what I want to do, man, is twist that narrative, man, and bring it back to, bring that light back on our people, man. And you one of the greatest, man, that ever came from Mississippi. One of the greatest comedians out there. And I want to say, first of all, man, they ain't gave you your flowers, bro.
Yeah, man, they gonna give them to me, man. They still growing and everything. It's finally finna come around, man. I got some things that's been kind of, put in the mix, brewing through, during the pandemic and everything, man. So, it was the pandemic, it shot a lot of things down, man. But I was blessed to continue to create and, continue to, try to brand, put some opportunities out there.
Man, well, go ahead and do your thing, man. Well, introduce yourself to the people, man, like they don't know you.
Hey, man, the one and only, representing that Lynch Street.
LST.
LST, I'm a West Side, boy. West Side all day. Comedian J.J. Williamson, ladies and gentlemen. BET Comedy View, Def Comedy Jam, Johnson Family Vacation, Blackburn Junior High School, Jim Hill High School, Alcorn State University, Jackson State Sports Program, goddammit, whatever you. I was there.
Already, man. Well, listen, bro, throughout your struggle, man, what has been your fuel, man, to be grace that stage, man, and do comic work, man, like
just
you
do
have.
Comedy work, man. Just the passion and love of, entertaining people, man. Just that putting them smiles on people's face, man, and looking out in the audience, man, and seeing people engaged in what I'm talking about and painting that picture, man. That's my drive. I mean, I just truly love what I do, man. I love the art. I love the challenge of trying to continue to make people laugh. And I love the fact that, even though I'm not no major known and everything like that, so I still have those doubters.
Yeah, there you go, being modest. Man, you need to stop that, man. Listen, bro, when you hit that stage, man, you tear guts loose,
I'm going to be real now. When I get on that stage, man, I don't be playing. I'm a rock wilder that ain't ate in a while, man. So I'm hungry, man. I'm starving, man. So I really love the craft, Black. I really love the craft, man. I really love, just making people laugh, man. I think I have a good sense of humor, man, great personality, man. I just try to bring it to the world.
Okay. All right. Now, starting back in 1995, man, at the Atlantic Uptown Comedy Club, am I correct?
Yeah. Uptown Comedy Corner, man. The original Uptown Comedy Corner, 1995. That's when I debuted and followed my dream right there, brother.
Okay, what made you want to you know, jump into that field, bro?
Man, you know what? Black man, you know, like I said, man, it was a childhood dream of mine, man. I always wanted to be an entertainer. You know, I used to always like reenact certain movie parts or things I've seen when I was growing up, man. So I always wanted to be an entertainer. I just really didn't know, you know, stand up was going to be my you know, my road to entertainment and everything, man. But I used to watch a lot of comedy back in the day, from Arsenio Hall to the Marshall Warfields. You know, of course, you know, the legends of Red and Richard. But, you know, NBC used to have this comedy search every Friday, man. And I used to watch, you know, George Carlin and Eddie Murphy and all those cats, man, as a young kid, man. I was just drawn into it, man. So, you know, being from Mississippi, man, I never thought it would come true, because I was real negative when I was young, man. You know, I like, ain't nobody going to discover me, man. I'm from Mississippi, man. I ain't going to never leave this place, man. So I like put it in the back of my head for a long time, dude, for a long time. I didn't tell nobody about that I wanted to do stand-up or be in entertainment. Told no one. I ain't even tell the man upstairs. I ain't tell God, but I knew he knew my path.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I never told no one what I wanted to do, man. So moved to Atlanta, finished Alcorn State, man, and I moved to Atlanta, lied to my parents, told them I had a job up here waiting on me and everything. I had shit. I had nothing. But, man, I just knew I wanted to leave and you know, just find my own way and everything, man. So I moved to Atlanta, man, you know, did, you know, crazy jobs, worked at Circuit City when it was open back in the day. And then I started valeting cars, man. So, man, long story short, man, I got to tell the story to set it up so people can really understand, you know, what happened, man. So one New Year's Eve, man, I was just hanging with some of my buddies here in Atlanta, man. Everybody got off work from valeting cars and went to a party. You know, we drinking, blazing, you know, kicking it, having a good time, man. You know, brought the new year in. And you know how when everything kind of winding down, you know, everybody getting ready to leave. And you know how you may just still have a couple more conversations outside by the car before you just really leave. Man, I was just making some cats laugh, man. I was just making some cats laugh. And, you know, nothing wrote down, nothing scripted or nothing. Just had folks laughing, man. And somebody out the blue said, man, you need to do stand-up comedy, man. And just like that, dude, nobody knew. I'm talking about these cats didn't know me from Adam, man. I was just with some cats I went to Alcorn with. And like I said, never told nobody I wanted to pursue this and that, man. Somebody just out of the blue, like, man, you need to do stand-up. And, man, I mean, the light bulb just went off, Black. I mean, I was excited, man. You know, my girlfriend at the time, man, I went home. I didn't even give her a hug. I was like, you know what? I know what I'm going to do with my life. I know what my calling is. I'm going to do stand-up comedy. And she was like, okay, you know, nuts to learn about it, you know, because I've never talked about it. I never talked about it, man. So, but, you know, I was sharpening my skills, you know, at Blackburn, you know, always nominated for, you know, most wittiest. Never won, but my cousin used to always beat me, my man Spanky. So, always nominated for most wittiest at Blackburn, at Jim Hill. You know, I was back in the day, you know how they used to have those school plays.
Right.
So, you know, Jim Hill had Kaleidoscope, you know, like
right.
I had Cass Capers, you know, Wingfield got Follies, you know, Lanier got something, Murray got. So Kaleidoscope, man, you know, I was, you know, the main actor my 10th grade year, man, and won best actor out of all the classes, man. So, you know, I was always, just in the mix of still trying to, you know, just, you know, do it, you know, on the low.
Right,
so, man,
right.
Moved to Atlanta, man. So I came to Atlanta and somebody told me I need to do it, man. And I just signed up. I signed up one night at the Uptown Comedy Corner. And this is the crazy part, Black. I had the nerve to invite people.
Oh man, you went out
for my very first time on stage, dude. I mean, I invited people like my name was out in the marquee. and you know, folks are coming to see me. I mean, I'm cocky for some damn reason. Hey, I have man, no.
You put it in the atmosphere, bro.
I put it in the atmosphere, man. So you know, I guess that was just that hunger, man. You know, I knew I was gonna. I felt like I was gonna succeed and stuff. So, man, Tuesday night, Uptown Comedy Corner, is open mic night. Now, keep in mind, open mic night is where you work out your material, you know, work on your new material, different comedians, you know, that's starring. And then they have another segment where all the heavy hitters come up. So right. the heavy hitters that particular night before people blew up, I'm talking about like Bruce in the house, Earthquake in the house, Chocolate in the house, Arnaz J in the house, Chris Tucker in the house. Open mic, man, it wasn't mm-hmm. going well. It was going bad. It was going real bad.
What, for real?
Everybody was getting booed. So I was already on list. So everybody was getting booed at open mic. So the host, who is Zoo Man, Corey Zoo Miller, that's the very first person to put me on stage, man. Corey Zoo Miller, the very first person to put me on stage. So he went on stage and he was like, man, he said on stage, he said, man, I got some more open micers, but I'm going to do one more open micer, and then I'm going to go to the heavy hitters that's in there.
Right.
But the open micer he was talking about wasn't me. It was because I was down on the list. He was talking about, you know, the person that was in a couple of slots before me.
Right.
So I stopped Zoo Man. I told him, I looked him in his face as a man. I'm like, hey, man, my name is JJ Williamson from Jackson, Mississippi. I'm on the list. He said, I told him, I said, dude, I got to go up tonight.
Man, I done lied to these men and I told these folks, you got to get you. So what happened then?
So I said, man, I got to go up tonight because if I don't go up tonight, I might not come back. Because I had the hunger and my adrenaline flowing. You know, I'm ready. Uh-huh. Good or bad, I'm ready because, you know, I'm just geeked. So I'm going all in, man. He must have felt it. He looked in my eyes. He said, dude, I'm going to put you up. Now, I just told these folks I'm for to go with the heavy hitters, so I'm going to do one more open mic. And he said, dude, if I'm going to tell you now, if you don't rock it, he said, you got to rock this thing. That's extra pressure. Extra pressure. So, man, Zoo Man go back on stage. He said, I know I said I wasn't going to do but one more. I wasn't going to do no more open mics. But he said, I'm going to do one more open mic. He said, I'm going to do one more open mic. Before he even said my name or his next sentence, they weren't born, but folks were they was restless, like giving you exactly. Oh, man. We don't want to see no more open Michael. Bring Chris Rock. Bring Chris Tucker up. Bring Bruce Earthquake up. And he said, man, no, this brother made me feel like he needs to go on stage. I'm gonna bring him on stage. Then he's on the mic. He looked at me again before he introduced me. He said, dude, you better rock this. Oh, my booty's sweating now. Oh, my God. I'm talking about dripping. So, man, I go on stage, black man. I go on stage, man. Keep in mind, it's packed. It's wall to wall. Ain't a seat in there. Because they know some celebrities going to come by. So people are just going out. So it's packed. Wall to wall, I get on stage. My first line, man, I'll never forget it. I never forget my first line. I told the crowd. I told my first line. I said, I know y'all see it in my face. And you may hear it in my voice because I'm talking about my voice cracking. I'm that nervous. I said, man, I know y'all may see it in my face or hear it in my voice, but I'm nervous as a motherfucker.
You gave it to him, sir.
Hey, guess what, dude?
It was natural.
The crowd, man, they was with it. They were like, all right, go ahead, little young brother. Go on, little young cat. Do your thing. Man, I did one. I ain't have but one joke. At the time. I was talking about the difference between black college football and white college football. Because, you know, we SWAC. So right. We grew up on black college football. So I used to talk about like the difference between the Egg Bowl and the Soul Bowl. But as far as the bands, you know, the Egg Bowl, they got the proper bands. They doing drills and turns and being perfectionists. You know, SWAT, we out there being nigga. You know, we jamming, you know, we playing everything that's on the radio, you know, we grooving, we dancing, we got Golden Girls. Then I talk about the difference between the drill teams for white schools and the drill teams in black schools. How white drill teams, they just do ripples and you know, neck turns, you know, SWAT girls, you know, they damn near taking their whole outfit off. Uh-huh. And yeah. Man, so that's all I talked about, man. I got a stand, and I did the dance. I did the drill team dance on stage to let it whip by the dance band. I take that back. It was Freak Show on the Dance Floor by the Barquets.
Either one of them. Yes, sir.
I reacted the dance, man, and I got a standing ovation my very first night, dude.
And you ain't looked back since.
And I ain't looked back since, brother. I am right now.
There it is, man.
25 years later, man.
And this is the fifth, ain't it?
This is my 25th.
25th, but man.
25 years of grinding.
I'm glad it came together like that. I got to interview you, man, in Jackson, Mississippi, man, on your quarter.
On my quarter, man. So that's a blessing right there. That's dope right there, man. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. So you used to stay with Mike Epps too, right?
Yeah, man. Early in my career, man, you know, I had somebody that was trying to invest in my career, man. A guy that up in New York, and he was also involved in Mike Epps' career before people even knew who Mike Epps was, man. So yeah, man, right. Me and Mike, I moved to New York for a couple of months. Man, Mike helped me unload my car and take him upstairs into the apartment. And man, we shared a living room, not a bedroom. Cause we were staying with the guy that was trying to, help our career and everything. So we ain't had no bedroom. We lived in the living room, dude, together. Mm. And whoever got home first got the long couch. And whoever got home last, you just get the little seat.
Right.
You sleep in, man. But we grind together, hustle together. For a very long time, man. People just don't know it, man. I just don't talk about that type of stuff, man, because now he done blew up and everybody and be like, man, you know, and folks be like, man, you know, Mike, yeah, my boy, you know, we did that.
All that, man.
You got to
hear that.
Yeah, I ain't one of them, man. I'm happy for the brother. I'm glad I knew he had it. He knew he had it. We had talks about it and everything, man, and he's truly blown up, man, and I'm truly happy for that brother's success. Every time I see him, man, we reminisce about sharing that living room together, and I bump him, and I'm like, I told you for to do it, dude.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, man. So you had a hell of a come up, man. That was a hell of a come up.
Yeah, that was a hell of a come up, man. Hell of a come up, man. You know, like I grind New York for a while, but you know that southern draw, that southern mentality, that background was affecting me up there, man, because it was just too fast for me as far as New York. Just not the comedian, because comedians showed me so much love, man, but it was the city was just too fast, too congested, too many people. I didn't want to move around and be involved in that type of atmosphere.
That when I was out there on the road with Banner, man, I felt that same thing. I did not like New York, man. I couldn't stand New York.
You know what? Now, New York is a fun place to go visit. For me, living it wasn't doing it for me, man. It was affecting me a lot, man.
I feel you on that. All right, now the Comedy Central years, man. How did that come about?
Man, just you know, grinding over the years, man. I developed me a little team, man, a little small team, man. I think she on here now, man. My assistant, man, that keeps me organized. Who keep, man, make sure my I's are dotted, my T's are crossed. Corey Bethel, Dasani Inc. Entertainment. She used to live here, but she lives in Indianapolis now, man. So, man, she been grinding with me black way when I ain't have a dollar. I still ain't got a dollar, but when I tell you I ain't have a dollar, when I ain't have a dollar, she was right there with me, man. So, you know, things are trying to turn around for me, man, and she's been in my corner, man. So she's definitely going to be right there with me when it happens, man.
All right. Shout out to you, Corey Bethel.
Yeah, yeah. I think there she is. She just chimed in, man. So
yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate you for checking us out. All right, now you went through Kevin Hart, man. You stayed in New York. You stayed in Dallas, from Jackson, Mississippi, man. You got your scholarship you went through at Alcorn.
Yes, sir.
Barack Obama, man. You got a hell of a little team. Well, you got a nice little resume,
ain't it?
Yeah, man. It's the more we got coming, too.
And we got some more coming, man.
Looked like y'all had a lot of fun on that Johnson Family Vacation set.
Man, you know, that was a beautiful thing, man. I had a great opportunity to, you know, do my first movie, Johnson Family Vacation, man. It came along, came around because I was rolling with Seth Entertainment at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after the Kings of Comedy, man, you know, I met his manager. Well, during the Kings of Comedy, I had met his management team early in my career by going to his hometown doing shows in St. Louis. So I built a relationship with his management team, and his management team, you know, told said about me like I was, it's a young cat, man, that's out here doing some things. And once we stopped doing the Kings, they were like, Jay, we're gonna bring you on board and you're gonna roll with Sid. So after the Kings, man, everybody went their separate ways, and Sid did this he had this tour with Bud Light, and mm-hmm. he was doing all the Bud Light commercials. So man, Bud Light had this comedy review where Sid would host, and he'll bring up, you know, the next generation of comedians he thought would probably, you know, one day make some noise in the business, man. I was one of them. And we end up building a strong relationship, dude, you know, outside of just stand-up, you know, became friends, man. We shared a lot of stories, man. He taught me a lot about the business, you know, the meetings and how to, you know, rock stages of, you know, anywhere from 75 to 10,000 people at night. So, man, after the Bud Light thing, man, he started doing this individual thing. He was like, JJ, come roll with me. Mm-hmm. You host. You do the host mm-hmm. and feature part. I'm going to showcase you. You let you do 25, 30 minutes, and we're going to do a two-man team. You rock it, introduce me, and I close it out. So, man, we did that for about – we probably did that for about 11, 12 years, just me and him, man. Man,
that's straight there, bro.
Me and Sid, man, and then I learned so much from that dude, man, as far as, you know, the business, man. He let me listen to a lot of meetings, a lot of negotiating, and, you know, he just taught me about the business, man. So, you know, that's my big brother right there for sure, man.
It took you right on the wing, man.
Yeah, he did.
You know that's that sip in you, right?
That's that sip in me, man. You know that little humbleness, little swag I got that folks like, man.
Yeah, you know, they love them sip boys, man.
They do, man.
Already. I saw something, man, on your timeline, man, said that Jeezy versus Gucci had me so crunk, I almost called out, man. What you talking about, man?
Hey, man, I was just so hyped. Enjoying the verses, man. I just felt like I had a regular job and I was just going to end up calling off.
Hey, listen.
Like I'm finna call myself. You know what? I ain't coming in. All right, you good.
Right. Just like that. I got a video I want to show the people, man. Me and my wife were looking at, man, cracked us up, man. Check it out. All
right.
Come on in here, Chris. Get in that thing right there. You get ready for Jay Z and Gucci Mane.
Talking to everybody tuned in, man. Legendary man on the way.
Do the Chris. Go Chris. Go Chris. Get the camera, Chris. Get the camera, Chris. And go Chris. Chris, that's enough.
Man, it cracked me up so bad. Chris said, that's enough.
That's enough, man.
You got the hell on up out of here.
Chris was trying to shine, man. That's my main man. He was just here. He was just here, man. He came and stayed a couple of weeks with me, man. For Thanksgiving holidays, man, we had a blast. He was down there in Birmingham with my sister, mm-hmm. and he came up with me for a couple of weeks, man. You know, since my mom passed, man, you know, we pretty much everybody take their chance, turn, you know, because he's in the, you know, for those that don't know, Chris is, you know, he's special needs, so he stays mm-hmm. in a group home. Okay. Stays in a group home down there in Jackson, man. You know, live on his own, man. But you know, we make sure we keep involved with him, man, and keep him active and close to his brothers and sibs and stuff, man. So I had a blast. Yeah, man. He came up here.
I know Chris said, man, that's enough.
Chris said, that's enough. There ain't no script by Chris, baby. Chris gonna keep it real.
It's raw.
He's raw with it. Chris is raw with it.
There's another one, man. I was checking out on your timeline, man. I timeline folks to check this out. Y'all get this out right here.
I look okay?
Yep, you look fine.
I still look okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm an expert at this.
What the hell were you talking about, man?
Hey, man, that, you know what? That's my beautiful goddaughter. And guess what? That's Corey's daughter.
Is it?
Yeah, that's my goddaughter, Desani, man. Beautiful spirit right there up in Indianapolis, man. She might be the first. She's gonna be the first female president. I mean, she on that road right there for real. I ain't just saying it either.
You putting it in the atmosphere?
Yeah, I'm putting it in the atmosphere, man. Desani Bethel, man. She a beautiful girl, man. Beautiful spirit, man. Mwah!
That's what's up, man. Yeah. That's what's up. All right, man. So what we got next, man, coming from JJ, man? I want you to, you know, the main part of that, you know, I like to shed the light, man. And people need to know about the people that come from Jackson, Mississippi and surrounding areas. We're actually the whole SIP, man. The whole SIP. Right. You know, that's what we call it. So once again, shedding that light on our brothers, man, and trying to, you know, keep everything in a positive light, man, with our people, man. What's coming up next with you, man, JJ Williamson, man? What you doing next, brother?
Well, the first thing I'm gonna do is continue to stay safe during this madness that we're going through right now, man. We're just going through this madness, man. So I'm just hoping that the world would stay safe, man, and do what's right so we could try to go back to some type of normalcy in this world, man. You know, this 2020 was a crazy year for us, man. You know, it took us off guard. We never expected anything to go like that, man. So I want the world, first of all, I'm praying for the world, man, to start moving back in the right direction, man. But you know, other than that, man, you know, I'm just continuing to stay creative in the lab, man, at home, man, in my office, man. I've been doing some radio lately, man. I've been doing radio with DD in the Morning Show, which is out of Dallas, Texas, K104. And that's everything, man. Yeah. So DD in the Morning. Yeah, man. So and she's syndicated now. So she's in over 50 stations, cities right now. So, man, she's been showing me some love. Her and Lady J been showing me some love, man, allowing me to you know, build my fan base, build my brand and everything, man, for the last month and a half. I've been doing it every morning from 6 to 10. So tune in every morning if y'all ain't doing, y'all up just chilling. Go to K104 out of Dallas or you can log on to DD in the Morning. You hear your boy JJ from the SIP every morning from 6 to 10. That's Eastern Time, so 5 to 9 Central Time, man. But doing that, we it's on hold now because of the pandemic, but we had got the okay to do Johnson Family Vacation 2.
Okay.
We was going to do that and everything, man. So other than that, man, I'm just still grinding, man, just to keep it out there real, man. I'm doing virtual auditions right now, you know, but a lot of things are on hold, man. We gradually, slowly getting back into the comedy clubs a little bit. So I've been working the comedy clubs, you know, half the capacity in the audience, man, but it just feels good to be back on stage, man. I miss that stage, man. My last time performing before the pandemic was March, and I think I probably performed maybe in July, August after that, you know. But, you know, things are slow. You can't get into the big arenas right now. So, you know, you got to pick and choose what you can get into right now.
Exactly. Give some personal advice, man, for the people that's coming, you know, coming up, trying to be in the entertainment world, man, the do's and the don'ts, man, the wills, the won'ts, you know,
right.
Something you can tell the people, man, to keep them from bumping into the same blocks and stumbles, man. That
hey,
you
man, you, I would just tell them, man, to follow your dream, man, follow your heart, man. If you really have the passion and the drive to do it, go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nothing stop you. You must have a strong mind. You got to have a strong mind in this business, man. You got to have the man upstairs in your life and everything, man. But go out there and get it, man. Whatever you decide you want to do in the entertainment business, man, just believe in it, pursue it. You know, just you got to find wherever stage is. You know, like I tell comics these days, man, you know, get on that mic, wherever microphone is. It don't have to be a comedy night. It could be karaoke. It could be doing, you know, poetry or something, man. Just go up there and showcase your talent, bring those people into your world. And showcase your talent, man, and just move around and just have that hunger that, you know, and belief that, you know, nothing's going to stop you from making it.
Absolutely, man. What this is a personal question of mine, man. Your only time that I know of bombing, man, what in the world was you thinking on that stage, man? I was listening to an interview not too long ago, man. It was you, and I believe his name, it was Hot Breath or Hot Box or...
my boy Joe Byers, the white boy.
And y'all was talking about you bombing, man. And I said, man, that got to be the only time, man. My man ever
you know
bombing.
What? It probably was, and you know, but that was that club 559. It's almost like going into the jungle from Training Day. You know, I ain't exaggerating, man. Oh man, they flipping pigeons.
No, they flipping
I mean, it was just that tough. I mean, it was a Tuesday night. That's where all the drug dealers, the strippers, all the hood dudes, everybody, they got felonies. I mean, it was just one of those type of nights. I mean, the comedy night didn't start to like 12, 1 o'clock, but it's packed. It's packed. Wow. It was in the hood in West End. And man, you know, it was just one of them nights, man. I just didn't get the crowd. And you know what? And that particular night, Mike Epps was hosting. Mike Epps was hosting. And man, you know, I wasn't doing well. And Mike just got up and like, Jay, just come on down, man. Just try, just come on down and try again. And just try again, man.
From a comedian standpoint, man, when things happen, man, what do you use to recover, to refuel, man? What do you feel like what happens?
You know, from everybody take it different. For me, man, I just build off of it, man. I take that negative and turn it into a positive. You know, I just look myself in the mirror and visualize what I did on stage and see how I could correct it, man. But the only way you're going to get better and improve from, you know, bombing, man, is get right back up there.
Uh-huh.
And I went back up there. I did that club several times. Okay. And did very well, man. But, you know, that's just one of the – I mean, you know, you're going to go through that because, you know, every crowd is different. Everybody's mindset ain't the same, you know, and everything. And like I said, it was that type of crowd. I mean, it's that type of crowd where you damn near got to start with your punchline first.
Wow.
So and then go back and set up.
Right.
And then set up. Yeah. So it's one of them, man.
You damn sure ain't got nothing to hide behind when you're on that stage as a comedian.
Oh no, it's just you. It's just you in the world. And man, and you know what? A long time ago, man, Chris Rock gave a dope analogy. He said, man, I love being on stage and looking into the crowd. Because he said he treats it like a boxing match.
He said, I was just about to say the same thing. It's just like a boxing match, man.
You gonna throw your punches, and you know they gonna throw theirs. You got to try to duck and you know jive and move and try to miss those punches. But you make sure you connect when you throw yours. Love that. So I go on stage, man. I don't hold back, man. I go on there, Eye the Tiger, Mr. T, and Clubber Lane from Rocky III. Uh-huh. You know, I just go out there and try to be. You know that grenade, that attack. I don't care who got to go behind me or who I'll go behind. I'm gonna go up there and do JJ from the Sip.
Uh-huh. That's what's up, man. Well, I appreciate you, man. I want to say that you a king, bro.
Man, thank you, Black
king,
man.
You're king in my corner.
Hey, man, we've been going down. We've been together, knowing each other for a long time, man. So I've been seeing your grind and what you've been doing, too, man. And I love this platform that you can put out here and everything, man, you know, to represent the Black brothers, man, the men and everything, our kings, man, because we need that, man. You know,
absolutely.
You know, we've been going through a lot this year, man, you know, and, you know, we got to make sure we continue to raise our kids and our sons and our next generation, man, stand strong.
Yeah, man, and then, you know, on that, I want to ask your advice on something, too, man. You know, after this little situation we're going through, man, with the pandemic and all of that, man, what's the best way, man, you feel like a family unit can stay prayed together and stay together, man, throughout them hard times, man? I'm glad you mentioned that, man. What in your personal perspective, man, you know, between the family and the man above, you know what I'm saying, as we call it?
Man, we got to figure out a way to truly love one another, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to bring that love back, man. We got to bring that, you know, we've been stressing that, you know, we knew we need to get Trump out of office, man. Now we got Biden in there. Now we what's the next move? We can't sit back and be relaxed and content now that we got Trump out of office and now the world is blue. But man, we can't forget that what's been going on in the world and everything, man. So we just gotta come together as a race, as a world, man, and love one another, man. And you know, I just hate that we can't live with one another, man. I thought we could one day move on from it, but we still got a long way to go. All these racist people in the world, man, they need to just stop, because we ain't going nowhere and y'all ain't going nowhere. So you might as well goddamn go and live together.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that's real, man.
It brought some together, man, and then it took some apart, man. A lot of them years, man, we were so busy doing other things, man, and out in the streets, man, and hustling, grinding, man, and doing certain things that we weren't supposed to do, to where when we got locked up together, man, we looking at each other, man, don't even know how to act.
How to react
actually,
and everything.
Actually, really didn't even know who we was in the house with.
Right,
what I'm saying? So I done seen a lot of that happen too, man. But you know, throughout all of it, man, the pressure was put on us for a reason, man. So everybody out there, for me and JJ, man, y'all get it together, man. Stay prayed up. Matter of fact, want to say from me, man, keep that royal law, man. Stay God, man, because when that tongue get glued to that mouth, man, it ain't no more chances. So
ain't no more chance. That's it.
Yes, sir. So while you living and I'm living, man, I want to say I love you. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Stay prayed up, JJ, man. And if you need anything on this side, bro, feel free to call me. You got that personal number.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell the people
how to get in contact with you, JJ.
Hey, everybody, follow your boy on all platforms. JJ from the SIP on Instagram and Twitter. That's JJ from the SIP. And that's two P's. Mm-hmm. JJ from VTHE. Educated thee. I went to school. Yes, JJ from the SIP on Instagram, Twitter. Comedian JJ Williamson is my fan page on Facebook. And Jeremiah Williamson, that's my main page on Facebook. Or you can go to my website, I am JJ from the SIP. JJ from the SIP.com. And you'll see my schedule, man, where I'm going to be. I know I'm going to be coming to a city real soon near you. So check me out.
Already. And call Tila, man. See you with Ball not too long ago, man. Call Tila and tell him to answer his damn phone. Matter of fact, I don't even know if I'm calling the right number. I know whatever number that I last talked to him on. It's still on, man. But I tried to call him. But I'm going to try to sneak him on the show tonight.
Oh, man, that would have been
about
dope.
30 minutes before we came on. Now you can get no answer. I shot him a text, man. But if you talk to him before I do, man, tell him I said what's up.
I will. Asiatic Black, man. Number love, my brother. Thank you for having me on this platform, dude.
Peace, brother.
Number love. All right.
That means you're going to have a little sex. And I know this may be a little uncomfortable for you. But them first couple of times you do it, I'm going to be there. Yeah. I just want to make sure things go straight. That's all I'm damn saying. Because the first couple of times, you ain't going to be in there trying to just do my daughter like that. She's not ready for that type of pressure. You ain't just gonna do my daughter like that. So I said, baby, y'all let me know when y'all gonna do it. I'm gonna sit right here. Y'all go ahead. How you feel, baby? You look confused. I know. Don't look at me. Look at him. ATL, I'm JJ, man. Okay.
Too black. Too strong.
This is Asiatic Black telling you about space age marketing and printing. We're still here to serve you with flyer design services available for all your marketing needs. Have a drawing that you need enhanced and brought to life. We have CD insert design services available
during this time of trouble.
Logos starting at $100. Full service printing, including flyers, brochures, and business cards. And remember, Space Age Marketing and Printing is still here to serve you. Call and place your order today at 601-272-8055. This is Asiatic Black reminding you to check out Temple Reconstruction Fitness. That's Temple Reconstruction Fitness, located at 1625 East County Line Road, Suite 17, Jackson, Mississippi. Now check this out. This is what we offer. Weight training, core training, flexibility, nutritional recommendations with low registration fees. Come on by and check us out. Class times Mondays and Wednesdays starting at 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Register today at www.templerecfitness.com. Check us out on social media or call 601-899-2961. Temple Reconstruction Fitness.